Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I have some amazing audio from Joy Reid, of all people, on the transgender issue that might shock people. It certainly shocked me. That will be featured in our audio cut of the day. A reminder that on tomorrow's show, we got a Reardon Roundtable that we're gearing up for on Friday, of course. Jane will be on the panel. I think we have James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson, and Steve Butts. I thought Fred told me something about tomorrow, and now I can't remember, so we're just going to make it up. We're going to have great guests on tomorrow. Just like today, we have the Attorney General of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway, on the line with us to talk about a few things, including the trial of Sheriff Alfred Montgomery. Hi, Catherine. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great, Mark. And I just want to go on the record that I, for one, miss your bumper music.
Well, I miss it a lot. Thank you for pointing that out. Is there any kind of injunction that we can file with Odyssey to give me my bumper music back? Because I miss it terribly.
I got to figure out the state interest,
yeah.
But I'll start thinking about that.
You know, here's the deal, I haven't really shared this, but it was a lot of work for the producers, like a lot of work for the producers, because I was doing a lot of variety, and it just became a resources thing. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to do like the 5 o'clock hour on Friday just to, you know, put some music in, but I do miss it because it added to the flavor of the show, and I know that you're a fan. So I appreciate that more than you would know. But let's talk about the sheriff. I featured a little reporting from Elliot Davis, who wrote up something on Facebook earlier today because he's doing independent journalism. But explain what happened, because the sheriff was supposed to be at the courtroom yesterday for the start of the trial, but he was at a federal, you know, jail or prison facility? What was the confusion there?
So he was actually... held by the federal authorities maybe a month ago, and there isn't a federal prison or even jail right in the St. Louis area, and so any prisoners have to be pushed out to county jails. Some are in St. Louis, some are, you know, in Missouri, and some are in Illinois. And so the U.S. Marshals actually are responsible for his transport to and from that facility. So they had to go get him, bring him in at a cost of about $6,200 a day for him to appear in court.
So he made it there today, though.
He did make it there today and was in court in shackles and left hand handcuffed down. He did have the use of his right hand to take notes and those kinds of things.
So what I had mentioned earlier is that there was testimony from Tammy Ross, the acting jail commissioner. He's accused of handcuffing her, and I guess she spent more than 2 hours on the stand. Can you tell us anything about the testimony today?
Just that she was a fantastic witness. She was actually cross-examined by two different lawyers from Sheriff Montgomery's side, and she just Well, when you're telling the truth,
yeah,
it's a lot easier to testify. And she just recounted for the jury her story and wasn't rattled at all by any of the cross-examination. And we feel pretty good about how today went. There were four witnesses, all of whom sort of layered on to the different counts. You know, nobody got taken apart on cross-examination or even close to it.
That seems to be like your strongest count. What else will you be focused on the next couple of days? This can't last too long, right? This isn't one of those that's going to go on for weeks trials, is it?
No, we certainly think it'll go to the end of this week, maybe into early next week. You know, obviously the false arrest is the strongest count, but also, you know, there was a former employee who was working as a security guard. The sheriff ordered one of his employees to go out and disarm this guy. He had no right to take the guy's gun. That witness was Anthony Anderson, who was the then captain in the sheriff's department, who went out and, on the sheriff's orders, disarmed a former employee. We'll also have testimony about, you know, the forcing people into early retirement, the cost of the new badges and uniforms. It just kind of goes on and on.
It's unbelievable. It really is. So, but is the goal, let me ask this, is the goal of this to remove Alfred Montgomery from office, or is it to also send him to jail for a short time, or is it both?
No. So our case is entirely to remove him from office.
That's what I
thought. We're just trying to get him out. The federal case could send him to jail.
Right. That's kind of what I thought. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. You'd think he'd do the right thing and say, you know what, all this evidence is mounting up, I think I'm going to step down, but he has not done the right thing yet, so we'll have to track that. One other topic that I wanted to touch base with you here. We had an order, and this goes back to April, that ordered the Chinese government to pay a lot of money to Missouri, $24 billion over some things that happened during COVID. What is the current status of that? Because I think that you're getting involved in you're trying to make sure that China is held accountable here, Catherine.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep. So there were some international court steps we had to take. We've successfully navigated all of that. Now we're sending to the State Department the paperwork for the State Department to use its diplomats to actually serve the judgment on the Chinese government, which is a long way of saying we've successfully navigated the international law that would be the equivalent of, like, if you're getting sued, a deputy sheriff coming and serving the process on you. In this case, it'll be the U.S. State Department who serves the process on China. After that, we'll start moving forward with collecting on the judgment.
And the reality of collecting on the judgment is pretty high, the possibility?
I think this is going to be a lot of litigation, but we have already started to identify assets that are either wholly or partially owned by the Chinese government. And we're going full bore. Like Missouri, what happened with China releasing this virus definitely had a cost to the state of Missouri, and we're going to do everything we can to recover those dollars.
And some of that has to do with property that's owned, too. I mean, in STL Today's coverage of this, they talked about Smithfield Foods, which is a pork processor. But that's a Chinese-owned company, and they have 40,000 acres of Missouri farmland. So that's one of the angles that you potentially could go after the Chinese for money. Is that true?
Yeah, well, and we might actually have to take the property and then resell it. But yeah, and the key is that the Chinese government itself has to have some ownership interest, not just sort of Chinese individuals or companies based in China.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, Catherine Hanaway, the Attorney General of Missouri, I appreciate you coming on here. I appreciate you supporting my bumper music. You have a great Thanksgiving if we don't talk, and keep us posted on Alford's trial. It's going to be a Bravo movie someday, I think. I don't think it's going to make Netflix, but it'll make some streaming outlet out there.
I do think you're right, and happy Thanksgiving to you, Mark.
All right,
I hope
take
you have
care.
A wonderful holiday season.
Thank Bye-bye. You very much. That's Catherine Hanaway, the Attorney General of the state of Missouri. I was actually thinking about her predecessor today, Andrew Bailey, because Andrew and I became very close, and we communicated, and he was a fan of the show. There's something about being an Attorney General in Missouri where you're a fan of this show. Certainly it was true. Well, it used to be true of Josh Hawley before he stopped talking to me after January 6th. It was certainly true of Eric Schmidt and of Andrew Bailey. And Catherine as well. But Andrew, he's doing his work, I guess, at the FBI because he's not getting a lot of attention right now. I guess he's just getting his head into the job and doing that. All right, I wanted to talk about something before we get to audio cut of the day. And this is, I've mentioned this before, I don't do a lot on Facebook. I like to post pictures on Instagram and the X, formerly Twitter. And then every once in a while, I'll do something like I did today. My daughter and I went to the Wicked screening at the Alamo Draft House. And, you know, they had a big picture of the background of Wicked that I was able to take a picture of her in front of. And I put it on Instagram stories last night. And then I posted it on Facebook today, basically saying that she liked the movie more than I did. But that's not really the point of my story here. The point is that whenever I unfortunately go on to Facebook, and I don't do it as much as I used to, but I'll do a little doom scrolling now and again. And today, because I posted, I'm like, well, what are the stupid things that people are saying on Facebook right now? So some of you have to see this trend. And I don't know where it comes from, but certainly, you know, President Trump kind of summed it up this way a long time ago.
You are fake news.
There's so much stuff that gets on here. And there's this David Muir pattern that I want to explain. David Muir is a so-called journalist at ABC News. He was one of the hosts or the moderators from one of the presidential debates last year. Maybe it was the vice presidential debate. So people, and these are weird accounts, but everyone likes to repost these things on their account. And this gives you a little flavor for some of the posts out there. It says, David Muir stuns MSNBC audience, reads Carolyn Leavitt's entire bio live on air, silences her with one ice cold line, sit down, baby girl. The viral moment that left the studio gasping and Carolyn's team scrambling. So you read this, and it's very descriptive. It says the studio lights snapped bright as Carolyn Leavitt finished her fiery rant accusing washed-up anchors of lecturing America. But across the table, David Muir didn't flinch. He sat calm, composed, almost amused. When Mika Brzezinski asked him to respond, David simply reached into his notes and folded a single sheet of paper, Carolyn Leavitt's entire biography. And then he read it aloud, and then he said, sit down, baby girl. There's a slight problem with that. Now, when you look at these posts, you'll see all these people. Yeah, David, you're our hero. Keep at him. Do this. There is zero evidence that this ever occurred, mainly because it did not occur. People are making it up, and there's a variety of these, you know, posts out there. One says, it's just as at the start, it's a quote, you know, Caroline, I've been a journalist for over 30 years. If outrage was my full-time job, I'd be a billionaire by now. His razor-sharp words leave the room silent. He didn't say it. There's like, if he said that, you could Google that and you can find that soundbite. And what's interesting is all these things on Facebook have a link, and it says the 8-second moment everyone's replaying with the big twist no one saw coming. It's exploding. So like an idiot, I press on because I want to see if this is real. I kind of knew it wasn't real, but I've tried to find it. And the reason that I haven't found it is because it didn't happen. And this is what makes Facebook so toxic, because people put stuff on there, I wanted to say a different word, that is just utterly ridiculous. And I remember, I've always gone to this story, and this was a post that was on someone I didn't even like. It was someone who, back in 2016, posted something on Facebook that said, and this was a wife of a former colleague of mine, and the post started, "Well, I don't know if this is true, but," and they put the information up there. And it was not true. And it was about Hillary Clinton. It wasn't true. You got enough true stuff on Hillary Clinton to make a case against her, right? One of the most disliked politicians in American history. But people feel comfortable with posting things on Facebook with no connection to reality or facts whatsoever. And they want to be their own talk show hosts. And then they get responses. And the sheep don't want to find out what the real facts are. And this happens on almost every issue out there. And it's really focused on Trump derangement syndrome, which is even what the David Muir posts are about. But I don't know if it's my algorithm. Some of you maybe have to weigh in on this, because when I open up Facebook, I could do it right now. I could see several posts about this idiot David Muir, all of which are not true.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.